Tom, any place you'd like to start today?
Well, let's start with Les Voltigeurs de Drummondville.
Wait. Okay. So for people who don't know, we talked about this earlier on. So this is a Quebec junior hockey team, and they were wearing...
Major junior to you.
Yeah, sorry?
Major
junior. Oh, sorry, my mistake. Major junior hockey team. And their shirt said the name of the team, but then it said playoffs in English.
Yes.
And apparently they had some signage up in their locker room, like go Habs go or God, whatever it said. And that was apparently in English as well. And Pierre Plamondon lost his mind.
Well, I'm so glad that he does that. Frankly, you know, it's a little bit like when he did a little rant talking about left-wing ideology and respecting the rights of LGBTQ people and gender identity, which is actually in the Quebec Charter of Rights. He regretted that one, but I think he's going to regret this one too, because if he's got any claim to trying to put pass himself off as being a real person living in the real world with real issues, he'll sort of lay off on 17-year-old potential NHL players, telling them that they've just offended everybody by putting on a t-shirt that says playoffs because they've just made it to the finals of their league. Look, this is absolutely one of the silliest things I've ever heard of. And this is almost past the gate level. And great, because then people in the majority community, you know, who probably gave Bill 96 mostly a pass, just sort of shrugging their shoulders, saying, oh, we're told, you know, French is in danger in Montreal, I guess is what we got to do. When they see this, I can actually boast to have driven with Catherine one night, because our son Greg had a friend who was playing for Les Voltigeurs de Drummondville. We drove to Drummondville on a Sunday night to watch a game. And so I actually know of what I speak. I mean, this is the real world of mid-sized town Quebec, right? Towns the size of Drummondville, super proud of their hockey team. And this is what we're getting from the Quebec government. Not help, you know, not cleaning up the mess that we learned was existing with regard to bullying and stuff. No, this bullying by the language cops. Great stuff.
Look, I told this story when we talked earlier. Eric Duhem told me a story a couple of weeks ago, right, during the podcast about a restaurant in Quebec City, right, where there are a lot of tourists, a lot of visitors.
Yes, I know the restaurant.
You know the story?
Yeah.
Up on a chalkboard with just a couple of words in English for staff, actually, and someone called the OQLF on him.
Oh, yeah.
This is the level of pettiness we're at right now.
And what will happen, too, sometimes you'll have, you know, people who have immigrated here, mostly, you know, economic migrants, picking up their English, picking up their French, and they'll say a few words of English, and then people will be up in arms making a complaint. Yeah.
Look, Tom, I have a solution. I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but I think it's high time, and I'm not even kidding when I say this. We don't know when a complaint is lodged with the OQLF, who lodged that complaint, right? You get to do this anonymously. I'd like to see a system set up where you can file a complaint. We want to know who you are, because if you're filing 1,000 of these, something's wrong and you shouldn't have that opportunity. So I don't know what you think of the idea, but I think it's high time we consider
it. Well, there is actually a bit of a reaction like that within the courts. And in fact, it's in some legislation that Simon Jalin-Barrette, the justice minister, brought in yesterday when he was talking about this whole new idea of giving some rights to unwed parents,
right,
to the family property. And he went specifically at some lawyers who were constantly multiplying totally useless grievances before the courts. And, you know, that's called, you know, Carolyn's. I mean, these are quarrelsome people who wind up before the courts clogging up the whole thing. And it's the same thing. Yes, it's actually an established fact that there are a couple of organizations that encourage their members to make as many complaints as possible. And guess what? They do just that.
Something's got to change. Again, this is so petty. I wonder what reaction will be if this just goes away, this junior hockey story.
It'll go away, but it'll leave a bad taste. Yeah. Not just, you see, I mean, this is one of the things. You and I can talk about this. People, you know, who have slogged it out and, you know, picked up their French and really respect and understand the fact that, yes, French is the language here, and we've got to do what we can to protect and promote it. But at the same time, when we denounce the pettiness, the immediate reaction is, oh, so you hate French.
Right, exactly.
No, actually, I don't. What I hate is bureaucratic pettiness and political opportunism where you turn one Quebecer against the other. This, for once, is going to be something that is followed by people outside the English-speaking minority. And I think overall that's going to prove to be a very good idea.
Let me move on. You just brought it up a minute ago. Jean-François Roberge Simon Jalin-Barrette, of course, introducing what will be, when they get done debating this, an update to family law in this province for those people who have children who live in you know, relationships. It's interesting. I heard Anne France Goldwater on this, really not very happy with what's in here, or perhaps more accurately, what's not in here. at another lawyer, Linda Hammerschmidt, on earlier in the show, saying, I don't know why we need this at all, because you can, even if you live in Quebec as an unmarried couple, you can basically set out your own rules and regulations anyway. So what do you think of what's been done here?
Regulations, but you have no backup in case you don't. So, I mean, this is, look, 43% of children born in Quebec are born to unwed couples. It's the highest rate anywhere in the Western world. The next highest is 33%, and that's in Sweden. So, yes, it's absolutely necessary to provide some property rights with regard to the main assets, which are the house, the car, the types of things that people just say, well, we're getting along, and we're in a couple, and we've got kids, things should work out. But sometimes they don't. And I can't disagree with my colleague Goldwater, who says, there should be more. Yes, of course there should be. But this is a start. And don't forget, this is an institution of the common law that we're talking about here. That's why it's called a common law marriage. And it's never been an institution in Quebec, right, where the attitude has always been, if you want to get married, get married. But if you're not married, then you're not going to have the responsibilities of people who are married. And it's a very different approach. The law is always way behind society, Aaron. And I think that, sure, once the principle is established, people will have a few years of jurisprudence, case law, and say, oh, well, we forgot this. Well, this has to be clarified, and it'll be kept up to date. But as a first step, I think that this deserves real congratulations. I think that the CAQ has shown enough courage to deal with something that the Liberals have always let slide, the PQ has always let slide. Nobody wanted to deal with this. And finally, and I think, you know, I've slugged Simon Jolin Barrette enough times for people to think that I don't reflexively agree with our justice minister or with the CAQ on this stuff. But on this one, I think they deserve sincere congratulations for moving this thing in the right direction.
I think it's interesting how nimbly they're stepping when you consider part of this, the new law or the new bill, when it'll be presented, will allow people, Tom, to either opt in or opt out.
Yeah. And they're being super careful because, in other words, because we're a civil law based on French law jurisdiction, you're still telling couples, by the way, this is going to be the rule if there's no agreement to the contrary, but you're allowed to have an agreement to the contrary, which is essentially mirroring something that exists when you get married. Because if you get married without a contract, you're under what's called the general regime, the legal regime of partnership of acquests. But of course, you can have your contract before a notary saying, no, well, this is actually going to be the rules in our marriage, and right, you're allowed to do that.
Yeah. We'll see. I like that Anne-France Goldwater said suddenly notaries are salivating as our lawyers now that this, when into effect.
Oh, I guess the flip side of that is some lawyers are going, oh, shucks, well, we're going to have less stuff.
Works both ways. last thing to ask you about, this whole idea, Pierre Hertier, I do this all the time. Justin Trudeau yesterday, I don't know why that is. Justin Trudeau making this big announcement on protecting tenants and having your rent count for good stuff. And then, of course, a rental registry. And Francois Legault, I believe as soon as he finished speaking, Quebec was like, no, not here, as so often happens. Take a listen to this.
It's not in the federal jurisdiction. The real problem, 230,000 temporary immigrants additional. The real solution is about the number of housing, not about additional rules.
When it comes to the announcement on renters, we of course recognize Quebec's particularities and we will work with them, but I think we can all share the goal of making sure people are protected. We will work with the provinces, particularly Quebec, to make sure that it's done in a way that is appropriate for them.
Maybe you should have done that sooner rather than after. Tom, what do you think?
This is politics by focus group. Trudeau's got a poll saying that housing and rental issues are important with a certain number of Canadians that they want to keep in the fold. This is twice in one day. I agree completely with Legault. Now, we've seen this dead horse flogged so many times that, you get to the point where you say, well, what is it about federal jurisdiction? What do you mean? They have nothing to do with this. This just in. This is right, word for word, in the 1867 Constitution. Property, civil rights, contract law, rentals. This is 100% provincial jurisdiction, zero federal jurisdiction over this. But they know that renters are in a tough bind. They want to be seen to be doing something, so they're going to mention it. Look, I watched Trudeau, that press conference where you just had that clip from, that was out in BC today. And what was interesting, he was on and he was talking about more money available to build more childcare spaces. Good idea, good program. But then he starts talking about early childhood education. I'm sort of going, did you miss something? Oh, like you don't understand that education is provincial jurisdiction? So it's seen as pure provocation here in Quebec, but people are just going to shrug their shoulders. But I can tell you that there's no way that the NDP is able to vote for a budget that has this stuff in it, because it completely contradicts something called the Sherbrooke Declaration, which is the foundational principles on constitutional matters of the NDP that was brought in by Jack Layton, applied by me, and Jagmeet Singh is going to have it explained to him by somebody, because if he votes for a budget that's got this in it, then he's completely tearing up the Sherbrooke Declaration, something that the NDP fought hard to get in terms of recognition of Quebec's jurisdiction over such things as education, property, civil rights, all the things that the Constitution says are provincial.
It's like Justin Trudeau dropped the ball but did it on purpose, as you said, right?
He's setting it up. He just wants, he's just trying to go after 1% here, 2% there. Yeah. He's trying to move the needle any way he can. He used that soft tone all day long. The one that you just heard, you know, oh, well, we understand the particularities of Quebec. And I'm sorry. Yeah, right.
You okay. Know. Thank you, Tom. Tom Mulcair, he is back tomorrow morning with Andrew Carter at 7:40. Thank you, Tom.
Take care.